Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is Holy Thursday. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. On Holy Thursday evening, Jesus gave us the greatest gift possible, the gift of himself in the Eucharist. On the night he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Now the Catechism tells us, by the consecration of the bread and wine, there takes place a change of the whole substance of the bread into the substance of the body of Christ our Lord, and of the whole substance of the wine into the substance of his blood. And this change is called transubstantiation. Therefore, the Eucharist is the whole, living, risen person of Jesus Christ given to us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. I can totally understand why it could be difficult to believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, because, honestly, the host looks and tastes like bread. But after the consecration, only the appearances remain. The substance is totally changed, and it becomes Jesus. And to strengthen our faith, God has permitted Eucharistic miracles that reveal what is hidden. In fact, on August 18th, 1996, a consecrated host was found discarded in St. Mary Church in Buenos Aires. The priest placed it in water so it would dissolve. Instead, though, within days, it changed into what appeared to be bloody flesh. The local bishop, who became Pope Francis, authorized a scientific investigation. Fragment of the host was sent without explanation to Dr. Frederick Zugabee, a forensic pathologist in New York City. His conclusion? The sample was human heart tissue from the left ventricle, and further analysis revealed the tissue was alive at the time it was sampled, and it showed clear signs of severe trauma, because it contained active white blood cells, which cannot survive outside a living body. And yet, this sample had been preserved in water for an extended period, something scientifically impossible were it ordinary tissue. And the blood type was AB, the same blood type identified in other Eucharistic miracles. And when compared with the Eucharistic miracle of Lanciano, which took place more than 1,300 years ago, it was revealed that it was the same person, a perfect match. What is hidden under the appearance of bread and wine is the living, suffering heart of Jesus. But this isn't the only Eucharistic miracle. There have been more than 136 documented Eucharistic miracles. And you can find them all, thanks to Blessed Carlo Acutis, at Eucharistic Miracles of the World, the website.
Saint Carlo Acutis.
Did I say blessed?
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me. Yes, Saint Carlo Acutis. Good catch. The Eucharist is truly the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Jesus revealed his Sacred Heart to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. This is how she describes it. While I was praying before the Eucharist, Jesus presented himself to me all resplendent with glory, his five wounds shining like so many suns. Flames issued from every part of his sacred humanity, especially from his heart, which resembled an open furnace, which was the living source of these flames. My divine heart, he told me, is so inflamed with love for the human race that it cannot keep back the pent-up flames of its burning charity any longer. They must burst out through you and reveal my heart to the world to enrich mankind with my precious treasures. Then he asked for my heart, and I begged him to take it, and he did, and he placed it in his own divine heart, and he let me see it there, a tiny atom being completely burned up in that fiery furnace. Then, lifting it out, now a little heart-shaped flame, he put it back where he had found it. There, my well-beloved, I heard him saying, that is a precious proof of my love for you. Hiding in your heart a little spark from the hottest flames. This will be your heart from now on. And after this, I remained on fire for several days, totally inebriated with the divine love. That's totally amazing. But it's exactly what happens at every Mass. At every Mass, the priest invites us, lift up your hearts. And we say, we lift them up to the Lord. So Jesus asked for our heart, we give it to him. And then, when we go up for communion, Jesus places his Sacred Heart, his burning furnace of love, into us to set us on fire so that we can be inebriated with divine love. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. We think of God the Creator as all-powerful, someone who just snaps his fingers and can give us whatever we need when we need it. But in Jesus, we see a God who bleeds out individual drops of blood for us, and who gasps out in horrible agony individual breaths of air for us, until all the blood is gone, until he's taken his last breath. Jesus, in the Sacred Heart, pulls his heart out of his chest. He sinks to his knees, and he stretches out the hand with his heart in it, and he says, "Here, this is all I have, all that I am. What else can I give you? My love for you cost me everything. What is it going to take for you to notice me now, to care about me? How can you not respond to that? How can you not respond to someone who has been so generous to you at such a cost?" Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Jesus tells us that the pain of our indifference wounds him more deeply than even the agonies on the cross. He is pleading with you and with me for a return of love. Would you turn away if your child reached out for a hug? Would you ignore a friend in tears, asking you to come because something terrible just happened? Then how can we ignore God himself, who tells us that his heart is pierced, not only by the abandonment of his apostles in his hour of suffering, but by the coldness and contempt he continues to receive in the Eucharist? Jesus revealed to Margaret Mary Alacoque that we can console his Sacred Heart simply by receiving him with love as often as we can in the Eucharist, and by thanking the Sacred Heart of Jesus for everything. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, today, Teresa, we start what we call the Triduum. The Triduum. Sorry, I mispronounced it.
I always mispronounce that.
It's really beautiful because, well, the Mass tonight will start with a sign of the cross. There's no sign of the cross at the end. There's no sign of the cross at the beginning of Good Friday. There's no sign of the cross at the end of Good Friday. There's no sign of the cross at the beginning of Holy Thursday. Because it's one liturgy. It's one celebration.
Because, so if you go to one and miss the other, you never finished it.
Because from the moment Jesus entered the upper room for the Last Supper, all the events from the Last Supper through the cross, through his resurrection, all those moments are one event. It's called the Paschal Mystery. It's one event with many moments. And it's the most important event in the history of the world. And that's what we, but here's the amazing thing. When we go to Mass tonight, to the Holy Thursday service, the Holy Spirit makes us present in the upper room. And on Good Friday, the Holy Spirit makes us present at Calvary. And on Holy Saturday, the Holy Spirit makes us present for the resurrection. It's astonishing.
It's a really good time because these are such incredible, they're so different. They're such, it's such an incredible continuous liturgy that it's a really good time to invite people. Just because it's, they're the most interesting. They're so different from anything else anyone could ever experience that even non-religious people, it's a really interesting time to invite people to Mass.
Yes, yes.
And say, we're doing something crazy. We're going to be up all night. It's going to be a long liturgy. It's going to be music like you've never heard. It's going to be an experience like you've never heard. It's going to be a spiritual experience like you've never had.
Especially that moment where we go up and kiss the cross on Good Friday. This, I really encourage everyone praying with us, go to all three liturgies for the Triduum. And I agree with you, Teresa. Invite somebody.
Yeah.
Invite somebody not Catholic. Invite somebody fallen away. Because these three are, they're really stunning.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's a good time. I feel like every time we get to the, you said Triduum. So there's
two
no
U's.
I.
There's two U's.
U's, and there's not that I that I'm thinking is there. I'm thinking of the metal band Trivium. It's entirely different.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody was thinking about the metal band
Everyone
Trivium.
Everyone was thinking that. But I think it's, you know, it's kind of funny, but it's a good time because even I get thrown off. Oh, which are, what are we doing right now? This liturgy, we only do this once a year. Now we're going up for the kiss the cross, like moments like that. It's great. You can invite someone and you can be like, half the time, I don't know what's going on either. I'm a little thrown off. There's so many people here. Sometimes people get scared going to a Mass for the first time and thinking they're going to get singled out and they're not going to know what to do. And there's a ton of people.
Right.
It's a great time.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is one of the greatest things we could do to return love to Jesus. Bring somebody else. Or at least invite somebody else. Well, I'm looking forward to tonight.
That'll be incredible.
And for these next 3 days to really enter into them. So, and I get to do it with you.
Mm-hmm.
I get to enter into it with you. That's the best part. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.